Good evening. The fifth of seven miracles recorded at Calvary had to do with Jesus not having his legs broken. John, in the book of John, chapter 19, verse 32 through 33, the Word of God says, "The soldiers broke the legs of the first man, then of the other man who had been crucified with Jesus. When the soldiers came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they didn't break his legs." The question is, why is that a miracle? Well, even the soldier's failure to break his legs was a fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy out of Psalm 34, verse 20, which states, "None of his bones will be broken." I went back into the culture at that time, and many of you know I'm from the metals industry. And I studied some of the metals from back at that time. And, you know, it's interesting. There's weapons found from 2,200 years ago, not far from that region, that to this date have not corroded. And we don't know how. They're alloyed with cobalt and nickel. Some of the things that are used in our jet engine parts and highly specialized military parts. And the point I'm trying to make is this culture was reasonably sophisticated. Okay, it might have been a couple thousand years ago, but there was a lot of intelligent people, not always doing things to the glory of God. And so I want to introduce the Roman Emperor Tiberius. He was kind of the architect of crucifixion. He perfected it in his tenure, and he liked it because it prolonged the victim's agony without granting relief by death. The process was designed to last for 3 days. Not everybody lasted that long, but they had it down. They had a lot of data on it. They had a lot of practice at it, and they were good at it. And even through the beating that those men took, or those victims, those convicted. I want you to remember that Jesus was 33 years old at the time. He was his vocation was tecton, which was construction, which he worked with. He did work with wood, but if you look in that region, a lot of it was stone. So he was a hardworking person, and he was on a kosher diet. Okay, he was Jewish. So he was in a relatively very good condition. The beating, torture, all set the stage for hours of limitless pain. Cycles of twisting, joint-rending cramps, intermittent partial asphyxiation, searing pain as your back would rub against splintered wood, trying to hold yourself up. And if you remember, if you've ever had this happen to you, have the wind knocked out of you, if this was going on constantly, this gives you a little picture about what somebody on the cross would be going through. The lungs can take air in, but they can't exhale. And you're sitting there in this state of just panic. Once the legs can't support the victim, though, he dies, or they die immediately. Okay, so why would the soldiers go and break the legs? Because, you know, they were only up there, you know, 9 hours. Why would they do that? Well, the soldiers were asked by the Sanhedrin because they wanted the bodies off the crosses so that they would not remain overnight and defile that Sabbath. Okay? Now, an interesting piece of irony here. The Sanhedrin had this reverence for the Sabbath, for the sacredness of the high Sabbath. And it's ironic how they were treating Jesus, who was the Lord of the Sabbath. They didn't know. Or they didn't want to know. Christ was dead, but death had not conquered him. On the first day of the week, he would burst forth triumphantly from the grave and show himself alive to hundreds of eyewitnesses. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 5-8, the Apostle Paul said, Jesus appeared to Cephas, Next, he appeared to the 12 apostles. Then he appeared to more than 500 believers at one time. Next, he appeared to James. Then he appeared to all the apostles. Last of all, Paul said, he also appeared to me. And Paul referred to himself as one who was like an aborted child who was given life. As we look into the book of John, this is kind of a summary statement of what Jesus did. John chapter 10, verse 17 through 18. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. Jesus was sovereign even over the timing of his own death. So he died right at the point when they were ready to break his legs, or right before that, and they never broke his legs, and Scripture was once again fulfilled. Amen.